Killing Floor and turned it into a major release within the genre. It became a cult hit within the community. It won several Best First Novel prizes. I had arrived at the starting line. Naturally, and of course quite rightly, by the time my second book came out, those folks had moved on to even newer books and writers. All except one. The only big mouth who talked up Die Trying was a guy named Otto Penzler. He owned the mysterious bookshop in Midtown Manhattan and was a voice worth having on your side. He was a world-renowned collector and a world-renowned Sherlock Holmes expert. He pushed Die Trying just as hard as anyone had pushed Killing Floor. I was grateful for that. Otto also ran his own indie publishing company, The Mysterious Press, and was the editor of countless short story anthologies and other ventures. He had more pies than fingers. He was always doing something, including beautifully bound special editions of titles likely to appeal to his customer base. Slowly, over the years, we became good friends, despite his irascible nature and appalling politics. On the plus side, he was a Yankees fan who had seen Mickey Mantle in his prime. He often had appealing wives or girlfriends. He had immaculate taste in food and champagne. He was funny in the kind of sardonic way that appealed to the Brit in me. And he was a gentleman. We got along very well. Eventually, he asked if he could do specially bound editions of the Reacher series. I had been asked once or twice before by other people, and I had always resisted the notion. Many of my readers were so into Reacher, they felt they had to have every edition of everything. I didn't want them to feel obliged to shell out maybe $100 for a reprint of something they already had, but in a fancier jacket. So I said no to such requests. But Otto's special editions were also limited editions, only 100 or so copies per title. His customer base was so big and so rich, he could easily find 100 people who really wanted the product and wouldn't even notice the price. So I felt there was no real risk of exploitation of the regular consumer, so I said yes. Then he asked if I would write a foreword for each title, to add value and make each edition even more special. I wasn't sure how to respond. Certainly I was flattered that anyone would want to make or buy such handsome editions of my work, but felt quite unequal to providing literary insight into it, beyond what could be gleaned from, you know, actually reading it. I work with no plan, no theory, no structured approach, and no overarching intentions. I supposed I could pretend I had those things, and by using a little reverse engineering, I could have come up with plausible explanations for why the books turned out the way they did. But the truth is, I was always just hoping for the best, trusting my instincts, and flying by the seat of my pants. So, self-indulgently, I decided to use the opportunity to do what I wish more authors would do, to set down a plain and quotidian record of the who, why, what, where, and when, like a career diary. I'm not vain enough to think it important or even very interesting, but as a reader, pedant, and geek, I would like to know this kind of stuff about other authors' work, and therefore, humans being not so very different from one another, I assumed some readers, at least, might like to know this kind of stuff about mine. At worst, far in the future, if my daughter ever wanted to know where her dad was and when and what he was doing and what he was thinking, she would have a shelf of handsome volumes to tell her exactly that. Lee Child, Cumbria, 2025. 1. Killing Floor. On Thursday, August 18th, 1994, in Manchester, England, I was told by senior management at Granada Television that my studio director's job was scheduled for elimination in an ongoing restructuring initiative, and that after a little more than 17 years' service, I would be unemployed by Christmas. I didn't believe them. Given their competence level, I guessed early summer 1995 was a more likely exit date, and I was proved right. I was eventually